I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Tons of sand have made their way from Cape Cod to the shoreline of a beach in West Haven. It's part of a project to build a spot for recreational beachgoers and protect millions of dollars of buried coastal infrastructure. If you have a kid who likes heavy machinery, that youngster would love to be at Savin Rock Beach in West Haven. Triaxle trucks are everywhere, queued up in a line, waiting to flip their beds and dump tons of sand.
And we have a large dozer that is pushing the sand around on the beach.
Mark Payne is Assistant Commissioner of Public Works for West Haven. And as we stand on a sidewalk a few feet away from that massive bulldozer, he describes a $1.25 million beach restoration project. The sand is being dumped to make the beach more suitable for recreation, but Payne says the project is also critical to building a more resilient coast.
During Irene, we lost the sidewalk here. And during Sandy, we would have been standing at about 3 feet of water here.
Payne says those storms damaged homes and businesses near the shoreline. And as he points to a road running parallel to the beach, he says the specter of more coastal flooding means a bigger coastal barrier is needed to protect buried utilities.
You have sanitary sewer lines, you have storm drain lines, you have water lines, you have sometimes electric, natural gas. There's an awful lot that people drive over that they aren't aware of.
Payne says a re-nourished beach acts as a natural energy attenuator, absorbing water from aggressive storm waves. But since Long Island Sound has short, choppy waves that stack close together, Payne says it's important engineers don't slope the sand too steep relative to the ocean, because then...
It's kind of like getting taken out at the knees. So the waves come in, they hit the slope in the middle, and that starts to wash out, and then the top of it just collapses, and you get some really, really fast erosion.
According to the mayor's office, the re-nourished beach at Savin Rock will be open in time for beach season this summer. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.